This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi, wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi, wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تعمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send salutations upon our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've been asked to speak about the aspect of social media and technology, and I think that today this is one of the most important topics that someone can speak about because of its widespread prevalence. Whether we agree with it or not, whether we like it or not, the fact of the matter that technology is something that maybe perhaps some of the elderly people might not have to contend with, but every one of our youngsters have to deal with the aspect of technology and the resultant social media type of widespread usage which is in our community and our society. The first point that I would like to say is this, that the point with regard to modernity and progress, there is nothing wrong with progress and technology in Islam. We would be surprised that when we see the life of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the time of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent two of the companions to go and find out about the latest in modern warfare and about the latest techniques that are used with regard to that. Our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent two companions to Syria in his life to go and find out about the latest methods that were used in warfare. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used first time the catapult in the siege of Taif after the conquest of Makkah. And then our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sahabi, it was Zayd ibn Thabit, or most likely, who asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permission to study the Ibrani language. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission, and in a very short period of time, he came to master that language, 2 or 3 weeks. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Utlubu risq fi khabbab al-ard." Seek risk in the midst of the earth. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek risk in the midst of the earth. Here our ulama say there was an indication of agriculture and mining. And also an indication that a time will come that people would seek risk through the means of going into the earth, whether it be mining, whether it be agriculture. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made mention. Many a times we also find that people sometimes feel that, you know, we have this whole aspect of Al-Hikmatu Dhalatul Mu'min, that wisdom is a lost property of the believer. Some say it's a hadith, some say it's an Arabic saying. Wherever you find wisdom and something beneficial, you take it. Islam and our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take this view that if something comes from some foreign civilization or something outside, we do not accept it. Islam didn't take this view. So for example, in the time when the Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah, when he came to hear that the entire Arab states have gathered and many of the tribes have gathered together to attack Muslims in Medina, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mashura with the companions, and when he made mashura with the companions and he consulted with the companions, then Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, in this situation that we find ourselves in, We in Persia, what we do is we dig trenches to protect ourselves of an enemy that they have more resources than us, and we do not have sufficient resources to be able to attack, to be able to defend ourselves. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu didn't say, ye to gheron ka tarika hai, hum kyu apnaye? He didn't say this is someone else's methodology, why should we accept it? Nabi Akram Sallallahu dug the trench. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu protected the Sahaba and the Muslims in that instance. And therefore you would recall in Islamic history that when Abu Sufyan came to Medina with his forces and he saw the trench, he said, this is not the Arab method of fighting. This is not the Arab method of fighting. But Nabi Akram Sallallahu didn't say we cannot adopt it. He adopted it. So in aspects with regard to technology, what we learn from this is Islam did not in any way prevent us with regard to technology, modernity and progress and to be able to utilize it. Yes, what Islam has also always said, that whenever anything new come, whenever anything has come in Islam, we always looked at nafa and darar. We always looked at the benefit and we always looked at the harms. And we prevented ourselves from the harms and we adopted that which is beneficial. If you did not adopt this, then you would not have been able to move from the stone to the atomic age. If you did not adopt this, you would not have been able to move from the camels to the cars and to the aeroplanes. If you did not adopt this, you would not have been able to move from the candles to the bulbs. But Islam didn't tell us not to do that. Islam did tell us that whatever you get, take the good and prevent yourself from the evil. Now, one of the aspects that is today become widespread, and during the program that was allotted to me and given to me, they said, speak about the aspect of social media. Now, this is a very important point, because social media, whether it be Facebook, whether it be WhatsApp, whether it be Twitter, it has its, in a similar manner, it has its benefits and it has its harms. Given this, which I have said, we have to keep in mind with regard to taking that which is beneficial, preventing that which is evil. Sometimes someone has very, very beautifully said, we have been blessed and we have been cursed by our new technological advances. For example, social media is such a thing that sometimes it can make you keep in contact with people across the globe. It can make you keep in contact with relatives that you have not been able to keep in contact with previously. You are more easily accessible to people who are abroad, who are your relatives. So through that, you have been able to keep in contact with them. But yet at the same time, it can cut you off from the person who is sitting in front of you. You can keep in contact with people half across the globe. But while doing that, sometimes you cut yourself from the person who is sitting right in front of you. So we are blessed and sometimes we are cursed with regard to it. The proper method is, and with regard to social media, I think it's very important, very, very important, I'm not going to take long. We all understand, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us intellect. So this aspect of technology, taking the good, preventing yourself from the harm is something that each and everyone would be able to identify with because we are all swamped with it. You know, we are all swamped with it because in some way or the other, we are involved with it. If not, our children are involved with it. Now, certain things, the intention. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ Each and everything is, our a'mal is dependent upon the intention that you make for something. What is our intention with regard to utilizing of technology and with regard to the utilization of social media? What is our intention? Is our intention information? Is it the intention of communicating with people? Alhamdulillah, it is so easy today. Communication has become more easier today. You are more easily accessible. You are more easier able to communicate with people across the spectrum. Much more easier, alhamdulillah. What is your intention? Is your intention that you would like to, you know, have that type of communication? Through the means of technology today, you can access, through the means of internet, you can access things that was previously not even thought of possible. You can access libraries today with regard to the internet. You can access volumes of works of our ulama with regard to Islamic knowledge that previously you would not have been able to access. But with the top of the button, you have been able to access knowledge. You will be able to access bayans of ulama, scholars. And you even with regard to a matter that you are sometimes in a situation where you need an immediate answer, you can access the answers with regard to some of your queries. Although we always tell people, certain every query has a peculiarity. It's a very individual nature type of thing. Try and go and ask the ulama yourself directly. But at the end of the day, it is also available. Therefore, it is so important for us to be able to differentiate between certain situations from our situation. But it is available. Is your intention that? And yet at the same time, we have to make mention, the very same internet, the very same type of communication that you can use innocently, or you can use it with good intention, or you can use it to access your relatives and your friends. You can also use it to flirt with women. You can also, at the tip of the button, as you can get Islamic content, you can get the worst aspects of immorality. And today, at the tip of the button, you can do it. And today, sometimes you can feel that your child is studying through the means of an internet with his mobile phone, with his smartphone. And yet at the same time, he might be accessing things that are not very positive and are negative. So we have to be able to understand our intention. And I would also say sometimes we might have to take that decision. If something has benefit and it also has harm, and you are not able to save yourself from the harm, then it might be better for you to stay away from it completely. If you cannot stay away from immoral sites, if you cannot stay away from guna with regard to doing it, then you're going to have to question yourself that, am I doing it with the right reason? So that is one of the aspects, the intention that we have to do. Then the second thing is, be very careful of the frivolous activities that are out there. I mean, there are certain types of information that you require, that you need to pass on to, you need to access. But there are certain aspects with regard to it that are frivolous in nature. Be careful. After all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us time. Time is one of our greatest assets. You cannot waste time by frivolous activities. There is no need for anyone to know what you had for breakfast today. Or there is no need for you to know what someone else had for breakfast tomorrow. I mean, how does that benefit your life? How does that enhance your life? So there are certain things. Stay away from the frivolous nature. And it is not necessary for you to go and see the status in the DP of every one of your friends, why they got the status message and why they've got this DP on the... What does it benefit you? I mean, we also got a situation where Allah Ta'ala will account from us our deeds. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَىٰ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَىٰ. Whoever does an iota of good will see it before him. Whoever does an iota of evil will see it in front of him. Imam Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali was one day, he saw and he was reading the Quranic verse Wal Asri. And he said, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take an oath on time? Why did Allah ta'ala take an oath on time? So he said, after reading the surah, I went into the marketplaces, I walked, and I saw a person selling ice. And he said, then I realized what Allah ta'ala took an oath on time. This person who was selling ice is not like what today you got freezers so you could put the ice in the freezer and still sell it. But there you are telling people, irhamu may yadubu ra'su mali. Oh, people, have mercy upon the person whose merchandise is melting away. If you don't buy from me now, after 1 hour, I'll have nothing to sell to you. So he said, then I realized why Allah Ta'ala took an oath on time. Our life is like a block of ice. Once that particular ice melts away, it is gone. 1 minute goes, it is gone, never to be regained again. Utilize your time constructively. See that the time that you are doing is beneficial. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say that the greatest regret I have is at the end of the day when I make muhasabah of my deeds, I account my deeds, I find that I have not been able to better myself. On that day, I have not been able to benefit myself. I have not been able to learn anything new. I have not been able to do something that is better than the previous days. Anyone who is in business, or in any profession will know, if I am stagnant and I'm at the same place today where I have been 10 years ago, we will say, what is the use of my business? But yet spiritually, we 10 years from where previously where we were and today, we are spiritually at the same state, but we have no concern. In the business-wise, you will never do it. If in a business you are at the same place where you were 10 years ago, you will say, what is the use of business? Let me close it. But spiritually, you are at the same state, stagnant for the past 10 years. You have not been able to better your salat. You have not been able to better your conduct. You have not been able to better your deen. And yet we are quite, satisfied with that. So the second thing, stay away from frivolous activities. The aspect with regard to it is also very important in terms of, the so just bear in mind that this social media while you must stay away from frivolous activities, it must bring you closer towards Almighty Allah. The third thing, which I think is very important, social media has got the ability to reach people at a mass scale. Right? So because it's got the ability to reach people at a mass scale, you have to be very careful with what you are posting. Normally, the Quranic ayat, it applies at all times. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, many years ago, he wrote a book on Muslim Islamic media. And in there he wrote, he says, just because you got access to media, you can write, you are a journalist, or you got in front of you a mic in a radio station, doesn't mean that the laws of Allah Ta'ala, like for example on backbiting, on spying, on hurting another person, taunting another person, doesn't mean that you are exempt from there because you are a good journalist. Doesn't mean you are exempt from there because you got a mic in front of you. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertaining to backbiting, pertaining to taunting other people, hurting other people, abusing other people, applies to you whether you are a normal person in your normal conversation, or whether you are a journalist, or whether you are a person who is a radio personality, or whether you are on social media. In fact, I would say and go a step further. When Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in ja'akum fasikum binaba'in, O you who believe, if ever you get a source of news for someone, verify it before you send it out. Verify before you amplify. Verify before you amplify. Previously, when you used to relate something, then the harm could be very, very small. But today, if you do it through the means of WhatsApp and social media, before you know it, can go halfway the world. Now, how much more important you must be with regard to verifying something before you amplify? Today, the responsibility with regard to that is taken very lightly. Sometimes you can hurt someone. You can falsely accuse someone. You can bring down a person's reputation with one post. And wallahi al-azim, the guna will be upon you. One day a person went to a scholar and said, I want to make tawbah for ghibat. So he said, okay, you want to make tawbah for ghibat? Let me tell you what you must do. He said, tomorrow you slaughter a chicken. And after you slaughter the chicken, you de-feather the chicken. You allow the feathers to spread and be lost in the wind, and then you come back. Just take the feathers and just throw it around different places, and then you come back to me. The next day he came to the scholar and said, I did what you said. So he said, go and bring me back the feathers. Go bring me back those feathers. He said, where am I going to get those feathers? You told me I must scatter it. I scattered it throughout. I don't know where and where I've scattered it. I'll never be able to find it. So he said, that is the situation with regard to making tawbah for ghibat. If you want to make for tawbah for ghibat, go and fetch it from all those people where the news has reached. You spoke bad about someone, wherever it reached, go bring it back. Then go and ask Allah Ta'ala for tawbah. Do you have the capacity to do so? Now do you realize why it's so important for us to verify before we amplify? And I will go and conclude. I will just say one or two small things. There are certain things that every person who utilizes social media, and I would say every parent, even those who are not so savvy with regard to technology, must be aware of with regard to how our children utilize technology. There are certain things like cyberbullying. Cyberbullying, which is something to do with technology. You know, your child might be thinking that everything is wise, but he might be bullied. He might be put in compromising situations. There's an aspect with regard to posting fake identities on people's Facebook and other profiles. And people can be carried away. Firstly, the person who does it, Nabi Akram SAW said that there is no worse person than a person who is Dhul Wujain, who is a double-faced person. He shows one profile and one identity to some people, and he shows another identity to some other people. And it is not uncommon for a person to just pose in front of a very fancy car, a Ferrari or something, a Mercedes, and he puts it on his DP, and he can deceive other people. But what are you doing? How do you live with such deception? Who are you trying to fool? Who are you trying to deceive? Are you trying to deceive people of the opposite sex by standing in front of a car that doesn't belong to you? But that is actually what is happening. So if parents and we're not aware with regard to the harms, how will we be able to keep in mind with regard to it? And in this particular regard, let me just give you one hadith and maybe conclude, because I think maybe many people might have been able to catch the gist of what I'm saying. One day Nabi Karim SAW told people, Iyakum wa julus wa bit turuqat. stay away from unnecessary sitting on the street corners. You know, sitting in the street corners and just sitting and making gupshup, stay away from that. Isme koi fayda nahi, zyada fayda nahi hai. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, stay away from sitting on the street corners and on the streets. So what the people used to do at that time, they used to sit on the street corners, you know, and they used to sit and comment about everything, make ghibat, talk bad about other people, talk about other people and all this. And sometimes they used to not guard their sight. They used to do all those things, you know. Sometimes also prevalent in other places in the world also today. So he said, stay away from it. And if you have to do it, then do it with the following conditions. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar. Cast your gaze down. Look after your gaze. Now look at that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, stay away from it. And if you have to do it, then do it with the proper conditions. These are the conditions. I would say the same thing can be applied to technology. Stay away from the negative. If you have to utilize it, which many people feel is necessary because they need to be in contact, they need to be accessible, then do it with certain conditions. See to it that you stay away from ghibat. See to it that you stay away from taunting other people. See to it that your posts are beneficial. See to it that you see something which is beneficial. From the same hadith, we learn this very beautiful, you know, lesson. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. In conclusion, we will say that when we as Muslims, we do not look upon the aspect of technology, modernity and progress as necessarily, you know, something that is against Islam. We gave the examples of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embraced changes which were beneficial, whether it be the trench, whether it be saying utlubu risk fi khababil ard. However, in that there are certain type of things that we have to bear in mind. Keep in mind your intention. Keep in mind the aspect of verifying before you amplify. Stay away from the frivolous. Take that which is beneficial. Stay away from that which is negative. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.